Evening, giving up your Thursday afternoon and hopefully not too terribly much of your evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. Let me assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. And speaking of the rules of the commission, please allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my right and your left, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Chairman Wheatley. This is the time for the public hearing scheduled before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on this afternoon's and maybe tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The proceedings are being simultaneously broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias or stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into account by Sussex County and its deliberations. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present and everyone participating virtually is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. Everyone in attendance or participating virtually must conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please do not distract from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the direction of the chairman. For those of us here in the room, if you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and then the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission, and the applicant may present any exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. For testimony from people here in this room, supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that they identify themselves so that they can speak first. We will start with folks present in this room, and then we will ask to hear from people participating remotely through the call-in number. For those of you here on the premises who wish to speak, we ask that you come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We just need the name and place of residence from anyone speaking on the phone. We do ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. If there is more than one witness in favor of or in opposition to an application, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. Please understand that it is the quality of the testimony, not the quantity of it, that is persuasive. The chairman has the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone when that testimony is either irrelevant or unduly repetitive. No direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, the commission may take action on the application or defer it until a later date. Once the record is closed, the commission, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, or other conversations or communications about the application. The commission's decision will be based solely on the record from the public hearing this afternoon. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir, we thank you. Our first public hearing is subdivision 2022-29, lands of Teresa Clagg.
This is a standard subdivision to divide 5.292 acres plus or minus into two single family lots to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Seaford 100, Sussex County. The property is lying on the southwest side of Clagg Road via a 50-foot easement on the south side of Neil School Road, which is Sussex County Route 553. The 911 address is 3764 Clagg Road, Seaford, and the tax parcel ID is District 531, Map 5, Parcel 29.10. The zoning district is GR, General Residential. They submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan. We have a copy of a soil evaluation report. We have a copy of the Del Dot letter of no objection. We have a copy of the staff review letter. We have a copy of a no objection letter received from the Sussex Conservation District. I would note that the submitted conceptual subdivision plan has no topography or buffers shown, so the applicant is requesting waivers for those. And I would note that we've received zero comments and two mail returns. Thank you.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application? Hi, okay, come on up. You may have to give us your name. You may have the floor.
Teresa Clagg.
Okay, you've heard, you might want to pull those mics down a little bit.
Okay.
There you go. Okay, you heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you would like to add?
No.
Okay. Sally Stevenson, would you like to
before,
ask?
Yeah, or I would say before you do that, why don't you describe a little bit what the subdivision is so we have a
So when you're coming off the road on that cul-de-sac there, you can see the diagram there where my house is currently. And then back behind that is where, this is my son Kyle, he plans to build a house on close to 2 acres of land just behind mine, and that's where we want the subdivision to be. I don't know if, you can't see it on there, but it's actually set between two ditches, and that's all. I don't really know how to explain all of this, but that's, he just wants to put a house there, and there's plenty of land, plenty of room to put what he's desiring to put there.
Okay.
Will you have a, I understand this is your son now, but someday in the future, it might be somebody else, who knows. Would you have some kind of agreement in place on who's to take care of the road to get back there?
We all take care of it now.
Yeah.
We have, my brother-in-law currently lives behind me, and our neighbors who bought the property that was once my husband's twin brother, we all collectively take care of the road. We mostly do. But we don't have an agreement for that. I guess it's just kind of always been everybody does their part when it's needed.
And some days that doesn't work out. You might want to put something in writing.
Okay.
So that, you know, somebody else comes along.
Yeah, because the road is owned actually by myself and my neighbor. It's a dual deed. And so he's offered on many occasions, but I guess we're so used to doing it, we just do it. So we do have a speed limit sign up to kind of slow people down. It's not to tear up the road. So.
That's all I have.
Okay. If the land that the road is on, you said it was deeded to both of you, or is there a cross-access agreement in place for that?
I'm not sure if I know what that means, but
okay.
Does it mean, does you have permission to use it, or do you both own it?
We both own it.
Okay. Do the people who live behind you have permission to use it in writing anywhere? Okay.
No.
Okay. I don't think that anyone is disturbed by what you want to do. I think what you want to do is fine. But what has to happen is it'll need to be put in place in such a way that if you decide to sell your parcel to that gentleman over there, okay, then there has to be something in place that memorializes how that driveway is being done and who has the legal right to use it. Those
okay.
are two very important questions that need to be worked out, and commissioners, I would suggest to you that it would need to be a condition of any subdivision that would all need to be done prior to creating this lot here. But it's all things that you can do. They're not difficult. You might need the assistance of an attorney to
right.
help you with that, but
we can do that.
It's really for your own protection, because if someone decides to sell a lot to someone outside of the family or somebody you don't know, or worse than that, somebody you don't like, then it's always good to have an agreement.
Okay.
That's really what that's for. All right.
Okay.
Does Wingate any questions?
I don't have anything.
Mr. Mears?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Staff, anything?
Jump in, thank you.
Counselor?
None for me, thanks.
All right then. Okay, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2022-29, lands of Teresa Clagg? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2022-29? Operator, is there anybody standing by electronically who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to subdivision 2022-29, lands of Teresa Clagg?
Please
We have Ashley on the line. Ashley, your line is open.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Ashley. I'm an employee with Sussex County, drug testing the line.
Great. Thank you very much. We hear you loud and clear. We're always glad to know that the system is working. Okay. Thank you. Operators, or anyone else standing by?
If there is anyone else on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there is currently no one who wishes to speak.
All right, thank you. Commissioners, any further questions?
No, thank you.
All right, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the day to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.